Blaise Pascal. It is equally important to men to know both these points. And it is equally dangerous for man to know God without knowing his own wretchedness, and to know his own wretchedness without knowing the Redeemer who can free him from it. He cannot prevent this object that he loves from being full of faults and wants. He wants to be great and he sees himself small. He wants to be happy and he sees himself miserable. He wants to be perfect and he sees himself full of imperfections. He wants to be the object of love and esteem among men, and he sees that his faults merit only their hatred and contempt. This embarrassment in which he finds himself produces in him the most unrighteous and criminal passion that can be imagined, for he conceives a mortal enmity against that truth which reproves him and which convinces him of his faults. He would annihilate it, but unable to destroy it in its essence, he destroys it as far as possible in his own knowledge and in that of others. That is to say, he devotes all his attention to hiding his faults both from others and from himself, and he cannot endure either that others should point them out to him, or that they should see them. Thus, when they discover only the imperfections and vices which we really have, it is plain they do us no wrong, since it is not they who cause them. They rather do us good, since they help us to free ourselves from an evil, namely the ignorance of these imperfections. We ought not to be angry at their knowing or faults and despising us. It is but right that they should know us for what we are and should despise us, if we are contemptible,